So today we will be discussing about machine learning model drift in today's podcast. So what exactly meant by machine learning model drift? This is very important. Whenever we are trying to build a model, drift is one of the very, very important parameter. We just want to look onto it. Most of the time, all the machine learning engineers who are working on construction of training the model, testing the model, evaluating the model, and monitoring the model, all this are very good. But we are able to see one of the unique performance in lines of machine learning, which is nothing but drift. So what exactly meant by this machine learning model drift is nothing but related to the change in environment and refers to the degradation of the predictive ML models. Means like based on the change in environment, the accuracy of your ML models are changing. Now, let me take a simple example. There is a business working pretty good in the market. Now, because of the change in environment, there is a change in their sales or there is a change in their employees' behavior. Let's take an example of COVID-19. In this pandemic, there are a lot of business which are pretty good in the market. But because of the change in environment, because of this unforeseen circumstance or some irregularity in the market, is creating an impact on a lot of businesses. That is one of the problem. We call it as a drift. So what exactly the drift is? It is causing the inaccuracy in your machine learning models. Why? Because of the change in the environment. So this kind of drift going to happen based on data drift, means like the properties of your independent data, means like your input parameters may change. Based on the change in input parameters, there may be some of your accuracy down in your machine learning model. So you need to be pretty good with understanding where exactly the things are happening. Or it may be feature drift. For example, now if you are looking onto it, there are good predictions of the machine learning model in one particular season, and the predictions are not pretty good on the other season. Why? Because of the change in your feature. It may be like your time, or it may be like your the temperature columns, or it may be the pressure columns and all this. So why there is a change or environmental change in this feature based on that there is a change on the your machine learning model accuracy. These are all the things happens even with the normal people as well. So our performance in lines of study or our performance in lines of doing a certain task going to change based on the environment. So if your environment is improper, you can't be proper with your accuracy. In the similar way, model drift. You're very good at, for example, skill. You're very good at knowledge, but you may not be able to perform well in lines of classification, or you're unable to perform in lines of regression. Why? Because of some outliers, or because of your, some sort of environmental changes, or your algorithm is having more data, which is your algorithm haven't trained it with. So it may be having some problem with your model as well. It is not doing performing. Why? In essence, all the models don't perform all the time with a good accuracy. So even they try to drift, it may not be able to perform well because of the model issues as well, because of the high model variance as well. So which is called as model drift. And maybe like your upstream data drift or upstream data changes. For example, now you're in order to approve a loan or in order to say to get whether a person is a fraudulent person or not in lines of a bank. We want the parameters like salary. The person is not even giving a salary as a parameter. There are some missing values. We are able to get some missing values. Because of that missing values, even your algorithms are not performing. So these are the different types of drifts we are able to see even after deploying the model, even after releasing it to the environment. So even while we are releasing, while we are monitoring, if the accuracies are not doing pretty good, the problem may be because of the kind of drift which is happening. So you need to look onto it. We don't say whenever there is a lesser accuracy or improper accuracy, we can't say, come on, go and retrain it. So we need to understand what exactly the kind of drift our algorithm is facing with. That is very important when you are trying to build a model, deploying it into the real-time environments. So stay tuned for more podcasts on machine learning, AI, and all this. Thank you.